Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, July 1st. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The next generation of nuclear power crossed a major threshold in recent weeks. Two companies successfully turned on new small reactors in Idaho and Utah, and at least one more is on the way. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright showed his patriotism as he walked onto a stage at Idaho National Lab. He called the media op a nuclear Woodstock.
We will look back in history and remember this pivot, not just in America's nuclear energy, but in America's energy.
The Trump administration has accelerated nuclear development to meet rising energy demand, including from data centers.
4 decades of near stagnation, and then the industry took up like a rocket ship.
To reach a July 4th deadline, the Fed sped up permitting and construction for 10 companies, including Antares, which recently brought a reactor online at the Eastern Idaho Lab, and Valor Atomics, which did so in central Utah. Though these initial tests were successful, nuclear safety experts still worry the quick development could lead to mistakes. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The future of energy is on the agenda of the Western Governors Association conference this week. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
For the past year, Utah Governor Spencer Cox has spearheaded what he touts as an energy superabundance initiative. It's aimed at making policy recommendations that could streamline energy permitting. This has led to the creation of a Western Transmission Joint Statement of Agreement among a dozen states, including Utah, Colorado, Nevada, Wyoming, Idaho, and Arizona. The agreement encourages collaboration and is, quote, a roadmap for expanding transmission infrastructure across the West. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Wyoming State Museum in Cheyenne is partnering with the Smithsonian to bring a new exhibit that looks at democracy in America over the past 250 years. Wyoming Public Radio's Ellis Urelli Huff reports.
The Smithsonian Institution's longstanding Museum on Main Street program is coming to Wyoming with a new exhibition. It's called Voices and Votes, Democracy in America. It's part of a traveling exhibition program that partners with local museums around the country to combine state and national history. Kevin Ramler is with the Wyoming State Museum.
I think it's just a great time with the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence for us to be looking backwards and kind of see how far we've come as a country, how far we've come as a state, and then hopefully to be looking forward and thinking about where we would like to go in the next 250 years.
The exhibit is now on display in Cheyenne until August 8th. It then moves to the Sheridan, Fort Casper, Gillette, Worland, and Powell Museums. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ellis Urelli Huff.
Following the deaths of three wildland firefighters near the Utah-Colorado border last weekend, a top federal fire official has strong words of warning ahead of Independence Day. Echoing concerns of other local and state officials, U.S. Wildland Fire Service Chief Brian Fennessy expressed deep concerns about fireworks.
Any human-caused fires, we have to minimize or completely eliminate those, because we have enough trouble with the natural-caused fires.
The 4th of July is the busiest day of the year for wildfire starts. Prior to the weekend's tragedy, Utah Governor Spencer Cox ordered emergency statewide fireworks restrictions through the federal holiday. Defending the measure, Cox said it's not about big government, it's about saving lives. A male grizzly bear was moved this week for attacking cattle in western Wyoming. The juvenile was captured on Monday for eating cattle on public land in Sublette County. The bear was relocated to the Five Mile Creek drainage about 5 miles east of Yellowstone National Park. Wyoming Game and Fish is required to update the public whenever a grizzly bear is relocated in accordance with state and federal law. Wildlife managers move bears to minimize conflicts with humans. Bears that are considered a threat to human safety can be euthanized. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. An event to remember a loved one has grown into an annual community-wide tradition. The Powell Tribune reports former Deaver resident Matthew Sorensen passed away nearly a decade ago. He loved disc golf, so his family gathered each year for a tournament in his memory. Eventually, they opened it to the public. Now, people come from out of town to join in. This year, there were more participants than there was room for on the sign-up sheet. A Rock Springs high schooler will be spending his summer a bit far from home. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports Jeremiah Bear was selected from thousands for the National Security Language Initiative for Youth program. He'll live with a host family in Morocco while learning Arabic and acting as a citizen ambassador for the U.S. Two from the University of Wyoming football program have been nominated for the National Football Foundation College Hall of Fame. Former wide receiver Marcus Harris and former head coach Joe Glenn will find out if they're part of the Hall of Fame class early next year. And Rock Springs residents weren't the only ones hearing an occasional bah this summer. Goats also came back to Cheyenne to help clear overgrowth. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many members were in the Wyoming legislature when it first met in 1890? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what was the first national forest in the United States? President Benjamin Harrison signed the Congressional Act designating the Shoshone National Forest in 1891, thus creating the U.S.'s first national forest. There are now 9 national forests in the state. Congratulations to Janice Sears, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. We'll be back with Debrief tomorrow, but we are getting a day off on Friday. Meanwhile, have a great day and check in again tomorrow.